Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The title of this episode is The Way Forward. How do we move forward from here? The Gentiles, a.k.a. white people, have left these legal matters to which they are bound undone. They have not withdrawn from the Christian religion. They have not discontinued the teaching and preaching of the faith concerning Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. And now they have not sought the living God Israel. They have not submitted themselves to the living God, and they have not deferred to the word of God. The Gentiles are out of the way. I, the living God, have corroborated the judgment rendered in Romans 3:12, which states, they, the Gentiles, are all gone out of the way. The Gentiles are not deceived. They know that they are out of the way. Now, if the Gentiles are out of the way, what does that say about others who are also out of the way, but do not know it? The commandment, Acts 4:29, to me, says this, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. That's a commandment. I should behold the threatenings. What threatenings or what threats should I behold? Well, relevant statements are Matthew 18 through 8, look at that and see what it says. We're talking about threats. Behold their threats. Whose threats? Threats coming from the Gentiles. Matthew 18, 8 and 9. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Have you heard ministers of Jesus Christ telling people things like that, or that particular thing? That's a threat. In order, they tell them these things in order that they may, what, join their church, become Christians, as they say, give their lives to the Lord. And they tell them it is better to do that than to be cast into everlasting fire. And it goes on, though. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell. That's a threat. Okay. Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Let's read this threat then. See where the threat lies. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2. Well, let's start at 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered to them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said to him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thy into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest to me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said to him, thy wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou also therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For to every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he has. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What is the point here? ministers of Christianity, ministers of the Christian faith, are swindlers. They defraud other people. They defraud others to get from them certain things, such as money, or to get them to do things that they want them, they, the ministers, want them to do. Okay? So, the ministers of Christianity are guilty of fraud, and they are guilty of swindling. It could be said that they are swindlers. Okay? The preachers of Christianity are no more than hijackers, swindlers. What is to swindle? To swindle, to get money or property from another under false pretenses. To get by false pretenses are fraud. What is hijack? Hijack is to cheat, swindle, etc., by or as by the use of force. Mm-hmm. Now, the force is in their threats. Okay? That's what we're talking about, the threats. If you don't do this, you're going to hell. If you don't do this, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. If you don't do this, this is going to be taken away from you. Threats. Now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Okay? The ministers of Christianity are no more than hijackers and swindlers. Their force, Jeremiah 23:10. Jeremiah 23:10 says, their course is evil. Their course is evil, and their force is not right. What have we learned earlier about the ministers of Christianity? The scripture said and says, they all deal falsely. So, listen to me closely. I'm bringing you the message of the scriptures. The scripture has condemned all the ministers of Christianity, those that teach and preach Jesus Christ, those who continue illegally to teach and preach Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. They continue to preach and teach Christ Jesus as a living, real entity. Those alive, Jesus in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is not a real person, but a fictitious character. All right? But a fictitious character. They all deal falsely. That they are referring to all those ministers, pastors, Bible teachers, preachers, concerned with the ungodly and illegal teaching of Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Okay, behold their threats. We read two statements. Let's see what the third statement is. John 15:1-2. Now, these are all untruths. They tell people things under false pretenses. Okay? That was the definition of swindler, to get money or property from another under false pretenses. They tell the people that what? God has sent them. God has called them. God has sent them. God has given them a message and all, and they should do this or that. Okay? False pretenses. They cause the people to think that they are from God. They have received something special from God. And they have not. Because God has not called them, neither has he sent them. They are not ministers from God, as they would have you think. They operate under false pretenses. Just like the Gentiles operate. The Gentiles operate under a falsehood. They call themselves white people when they are Gentiles. So they operate under the alias of a white people. All right, back to the threats. And remember this, that the ministers of Christianity, those who teach and preach Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, are no more than hijackers and swindlers. All right. Now, next statement. John 15, 1 through 2. Okay. I am the true vine. John 15, 1 reads, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That's a threat. Now, I've heard ministers use these scriptures, you know, when I was deceived, when I was in the church, okay? And it scares you. It scares you because the statement here, every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it that he may bring forth more fruit, but every branch in him that beareth not fruit, he takes away. And they would say, that means he kills you. He kills you. You die. Why? Because you are not bearing fruit. That's a threat. That's a threat. In essence, if you don't do what the Lord wants you to do, this is what the ministers, you know, say, in essence, if you don't do what the Lord wants you to do, then he'll kill you. That is a threat coming from those operating under false pretenses, coming from those who are no more, are no less than swindlers, fraudsters, hijackers, by definition, okay? So, they scare the people. They use scare tactics, threats, okay? John 3:16. This is all of them are good. You know, I shouldn't say this one is better than another one. No, I don't want to say that. John 3:16. Well, some of you probably can quote that, but I'm going to turn to it to make sure I get it right. John 3:16 says this: For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I've heard preachers preach that. Some of you have heard that. Yes, that's a threat. First of all, God has not given his Son for any purpose. The living God does not have a Son. Okay? All right? But yet, this is what they preach to the people. This is one of Christianity's main statements God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. They promise people everlasting life. Now, look at this for what it's worth. Look at it, you know. Everlasting means unceasing, unending life. It doesn't matter. They say, some of you will say, this is a spiritual thing. You'll die spiritually. Well, you only have one life, you only have one body. Okay? One life, one body. Compress people with words. This is spiritual. Most of them don't even know what, well, let me say, I know some of them don't even know what spiritual means because I have asked them, well, what is the definition for spiritual? And do you know I have not had one yet to give me the definition that's in the dictionary? Not one. I've asked that to a lot of people, non-preachers, because, you know, people will throw that up. Well, this is spiritual. Well, I'm spiritual. Well, she's spiritual. He's spiritual. And I say, what does spiritual mean? And I haven't gotten yet a correct answer or a dictionary answer from one. I'm pretty sure there are people out there who know what the word spiritual means. But the ones I have asked, who've used it in my presence, gave me a concocted definition of spiritual, and not one coming from the authorized book of definitions, the dictionary, Webster, the one I use. Okay? Yes, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. One of the biggest lies ever been told. The threat that if you believe in him, you'll live. If you do not believe in him, you'll die. Well, guess what? All men die. All men. There is no difference between the ones who do as the preachers say, give your life to Jesus, give your life to God. There's no difference in them and the ones who do not say, give their life to Jesus, give their life to God. You know? But this is what they've been preaching for years. And God was not even here. God has just recently come on the scene. Just recently. You know? So, what? They tell lies on God. Back to the hijackers and swindlers. Back to the statement. They all deal falsely. Bible statement. Condemning all those who teach and preach Jesus as Lord and Savior, the ministers of Christianity, teachers of lies, operating under false pretenses, hijacking the people, swindling the people. Christianity is organized crime. Those who work in Christianity. Now remember, Christianity has been condemned. I've been teaching on that. I'm not going through that right now. But you must remember what the law says. Remember and forget not. You must remember the teaching. Wake up And remember, wake up, hear, listen, be attentive to the teaching, and get things right. Get the full picture. Get what is really being put before you by the living God. Okay? That's really something. That is really something to know that by definition, those who teach and preach concerning Jesus' life, Lord and Savior, are no more than swindlers and hijackers, liars. No wonder they have been condemned to death. Christianity has been condemned to death. The teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior has been condemned to death. The faith which Christianity espouses, supports, and advocates has been condemned to death. They still exist illegally. They exist against the law. They exist in opposition against the law. And it's good for the people to know this, to know these things. Wow, you mean Christianity has been condemned? That's what the Bible teaches. Wow, you mean the Church of Jesus Christ has been condemned? That it should not even be existing today? That's what the Bible teaches. The Bible is a law book. It is, the Authorized Version Bible is the principal book, principal law book of the Gentiles, the chief law book, the main law book. And in it, you have a condemnation of Christianity itself, the condemnation of the faith concerning Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, and the condemnation of all the ministers of Christianity. That's really something. And you're still going to call the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, you're still going to call it a religious book? And it is in opposition to religion. It is opposed to religion. It is in opposition to religion. It opposes those who teach and preach religion, Christianity. It is in opposition to Christianity. It condemns those three things, Christianity, the teaching of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the preachers, the ministers, pastors, Bible teachers who do the teaching and preaching. It condemns them all. It condemns the papacy. The papacy. Rome, Italy. It condemns it. It says the religion of the papacy is vain. Vain. Vain means useless, worthless. Vain. And says that your faith is dead. The faith concerning Christ Jesus is dead. It's supposed to be dead. It's not supposed to be alive and active. Why are people still going to church? The Christian church. When it has been condemned. And that condemnation is in the Bible. That's huge. That's real big. Humongous. People have not been taught the truth of things in the Bible. I said before, as the Bible says about them, the ministers of Christianity are liars. If they spoke the truth and taught the truth, they would be teaching you what I'm teaching. They would be teaching Christianity is condemned. They would be teaching they themselves, being ministers of Christianity, are condemned by the Bible. They would be telling you that which they teach and preach concerning Jesus has been condemned. That teaching has been condemned in the Bible. It is condemned in the Bible. and that they are existing in rebellion to the law. It's time to get the real truth. It's time to get real knowledge, people. And I'm doing that. And we need thousands more helping me do it. Thousands more teaching the same thing that I'm teaching, the truth of Bible content. Truth delivers from deception. The masses of the people are deceived. The just shall be delivered by truth. That says, the just shall be delivered by his knowledge. By who is the his? The his is a reference to the living God. The just shall be delivered by his knowledge. Those who have been taken by deception, by the liars, by the swindlers, the fraudsters, the hijackers. Truth delivers people from the lie. Okay, speaking about the threats. God so loved the world, whosoever, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Big lie. Big lie. Because remember, God does not have a son at this day. He has not given a son for any purpose. The law commands the people to have faith in God, the living God. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving you knowledge that you don't get from schools, that you don't get from the church, but yet it's Bible knowledge. Big lie. One of the main lies the swindlers tell the people. Main lies. One of the main lies the hijackers tell the people. It's a threat. Saying, which says, if you do not believe in, according to the threat, the Son of God, you're gonna perish. That's the threat. I'm doing what the Bible commands me to do. It says, "Now, Lord, behold their threats." That's what I'm doing, and I'm presenting some of those threats to you, so you can see them and consider them. Okay. That was John 3:16. Now we move to Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. See what the threat there is. Revelation 20, starting with verse 11. Okay. And it says here, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Another threat. If you don't do this or that, you're going to burn in hell. You're going to be cast into the lake of fire. You're going to stand before God and be judged. Huh? And that'll be the consequence for you. You know, if you have not given your life to Jesus, you know how they talk. You know how they talk. That's the threat. Okay. The threat of being cast into the lake of fire. The threat of people being resurrected from the dead to stand before God. Does the Bible teach that people will actually be resurrected from a dead state, literally physically dead state, to a living state in order to stand before God? No, it does not. It does not teach that. This is what the liars teach. This is what the swindlers and the hijackers teach. They present you with threats for the purpose of getting you to do what they want you to do or give what they want you to give, be what they want you to be. It's not good. That's the point. These things are not good. Fooling people, operating under false pretenses, lying on God. Making you believe things that are not so, so that you will give them whatever it is they are seeking. Liars, swindlers, hijackers, those of Christianity, those who teach Christianity, the Christian faith, those who teach the Christian faith, liars, hijackers, fraudsters, swindlers, condemned by the Bible, or condemned in the Bible. Yeah. Okay. So that's another threat there in Revelation chapter 20. Luke 18, verse 11. Right? 18:11, this right here. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within him, thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, that word, extort. Okay, which has to do with taking money unrightly and unjustly from others, our property, extort, by deceiving people. All of these words here go together, extortioners, swindlers, hijackers, closely related. Those who preach and teach Christianity are extortioners. I want to read the definition for that so we can get a clear picture of what we're talking about. Okay. The verb extort means to get money, etc., from someone by violence, threats. There's our word, threats, misuse of authority, etc. To get money, etc., from by violence, threats, misuse of authority. Extortion, the act of extorting or getting money, etc., by threats, misuse of authority, etc. There you go. Fitting right in the word, right in line with hijackers and all. I gave you the definition of hijack. Okay. Yes, I've already given you the definition of those words of hijack and swindle. So those three words, close in meaning. Those who preach, those who work in Christianity, in some leadership capacity, those who teach scripture, teach the Bible, supposed to be teachers of the Bible. They make you think they are teachers of the Bible when they are actually not. Okay. Even though they throw texts, Bible texts in front of you, they use scripture perversely, make you think it's saying one thing when the Bible actually teaches something altogether differently. Okay. So we have now another word. Extortioners. Swindlers, hijackers, liars, extortioners. The Christian minister uses threats to get people to give them what they want or to get them to do whatever it is they want them to do. It's not right. We read the statement. Their course is evil and their force is not right. The church is devoid of power. The Christian church is devoid of power. It has been stripped of all power. But they want you to think they have power. They're hypocrites. The Christian minister is a hypocrite. Your Bible teacher, your pastor, your minister is a hypocrite. And they can seem so right. To the ignorant, they can seem so right. Ah, he's a good man. That's a good woman. That man know he can preach. That woman. Wow, she can preach. And they're just giving you lies. They're operating under false pretenses. They're swindling you, hijacking you, extorting from you, and you don't even realize it. You have no idea what's really going on. Ignorance is no excuse of the law. Somebody may say, well, some of the ministers think they're doing right. Doesn't matter. To think you're doing right and you're doing wrong, you know, you're doing wrong. And that's not good at all. if you're doing wrong, you're doing evil, you're swindling, you're extorting, you're hijacking the people. Doesn't matter how sincere you may think you are. You're wrong. You're wrong. If you're teaching a false message, doesn't matter how sincere you think you are. That has nothing to do with it. You're lying to people. The law says speak the truth. You're doing the opposite of the truth. You're fooling, you're deceiving people. You're robbing the people. Your sincerity means nothing. I don't see how they can be sincere anyway. As I said, most of them will tell you God called them, I'll lead you to think that God called them. When God has not called them, they know God ain't called them. You know? I knew, you know, before my conversion, before I found out the truth, you know, I wanted to be a preacher, you know. But I knew this. I knew this in my heart. All I knew was that I wanted to be a preacher. Now, whether a God or something had called me, I didn't know. What I did know was that I myself just wanted to be a preacher. And I didn't think there was anything wrong with telling the people I preach because I want to. That was when I was deceived and still in the church. Yeah. That was something I wanted to do. Why should I have to tell a lie or something that I really didn't believe and say, God called me to do it? Whether I did it because I wanted to or not, that didn't make it right. Either doing right or wrong. Either telling people truth or you telling them lies. And here, you know, the ministers, the Christianity's ministers, they threaten the people so they can take from the people or get the people to do that which they want them to do. They use threats. Their course is evil. Christianity's course, the Gentiles' course is evil. And their force is not right. And the governments of the Gentiles, the various nations of the Gentiles, wink at religion. They know it should not be. But they wink at it. What does wink mean? Pretend not to see. They wink at the papacy. They wink at the Pope. They pretend not to see. The papacy is a condemned institution, just like the church, just like the Christian minister, just like the Christian faith that advocates and support the teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior. All those things have been condemned, lawfully, legally condemned. And they are in the Gentiles' chief, principal, main law book, the Holy Bible, Authorized Version Bible. Isaiah 16:4. Yeah, so we have back to Luke 18:11, extortioners, unjust. Now, extortioners here is a noun, followed by unjust, which appears or seems to be an adjective, but it could be a noun also. Unjust, the unjust, okay? Extortioners, they are unjust. Adjective, they are unjust. The swindlers, the hijackers, the liars, they all deal falsely, as the law says. they are all unjust. And as we read earlier, they are all out of the way. The Christian church today is out of the way. It should not be where it is. It should be dead. It should be extinct. But yet it appears it is out of the way. It should not be. The faith concerning Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is still existing, but it should not be existing. It's an out-of-the-way thing. It simply should not be. Why? Why should these things not be? They should not be because of their evil. Because of their evil. And of course, if you trace these things, you'll find that you'll see that these things are related to the Gentiles and their conquest of Africa and its inhabitants and subsequent enslavement of black people. These things are related. They are tied to the Gentile takeover of Africa and enslavement of its people. Or to say it another way, these things are tied, they are connected to the Gentiles' destruction of black people, enslavement of black people, buying and selling of black people, cursing black people. Remember a statement I shared broadcast ago, where the Gentiles confess, they say, we curse men which are made after the similitude of God. Okay? We curse men who look like God. Okay? God is a black man. The Bible's God is a black man. The Gentiles confess, we curse men who are made after the similitude of God. In other words, we curse men, we curse black people, simply put. Okay. Where is the evidence of their curse? The evidence of their curse is their enslavement of black people. That was a part of the curse. The Gentiles' enslavement of black people. A part of their curse. The Gentiles' dehumanization of black people. A part of the curse. A part of the curse. The Gentiles reducing black people to the status of merchandise, things that are bought and sold. That's a part of the curse. They confess in the Bible to God, they say, we curse men which are made after the similitude of God. We curse men who are of the same race as God, the living God. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? So the question here is, which arises, do you know what's in your Bible? Does your mama know what's in her Bible? This information needs teachers. It needs teachers. Let's finish this up. Okay. Isaiah 16:4. Okay. Isaiah 16:4. The extortioner is at an end. The spoiler ceases. The oppressors are consumed out of the land. You have three words here. Extortioner, spoiler, oppressors. Those who conquered black people. Those who enslaved black people. Extortioners, spoilers, oppressors. They took us as spoils of war. They took us as spoils of war, put us into captivity under their hand, enslaved us, dehumanized us, took away our humanity, pauperized us, took everything away from us, scattered us abroad. Scattered us abroad. Extortioners, spoiler. The extortioner is at an end. The spoiler ceases. The oppressors are consumed out of the land. The law looks to the day when all of this evil has been cleansed, the world has been cleansed of evil. And that cleansing is the getting rid of the Christian religion and everything connected to it, like the preachers, that which it teaches, the faith it espouses and advocates. It's singers, Christian singers, you know, Christian music, the whole nine yards, a cleansing. The extortioner is at an end. The extortioner, and I define the extortioner, who is a swindler, a hijacker, a liar, a deceiver. All of those terms are descriptive of Christian ministers. Are we getting this? Are we getting this? All these things are condemned. Okay? All right. Let's move on and close it out. Jeremiah 23:10, I read that earlier. The Gentiles' course. It speaks of the Gentiles' course. Their course is evil. And it speaks of their force. Their force is not right. The law looks forward to the day and calls for the day, which is today, when evil is ceased. Therefore, what's the judgment? What is the judgment? The judgment order to the Gentiles, Isaiah 57:14 says this. Then we'll go to Isaiah 55:7. Okay, 57:14. Take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. Remove the stumbling block. Remove the stumbling block. Get rid of the stumbling block. Get rid of that stumbling block. Move it out of the way of my people. What is the stumbling block? The stumbling block is Christianity. The stumbling block is the illicit, unsound, immoral teaching concerning Jesus. That's a stumbling block in the way of black people. The Gentiles are hereby commanded to move it out of the way. Get rid of it, as they are required by law to do. Get rid of the evil teaching. Get rid of Christianity. Remove the stumbling block out of the way of the people, out of the way of my people. Okay? That's a judgment. It's an order. The judgment is in order. All right. And then we go to Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake his way. What is the way of the wicked? The way of the wicked is what they call a Christian way, Christianity. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the wicked abandon Christianity. That's what it's saying. Okay, that's what it's being talked about here. This is the evil way. All right? Let the wicked, from the papacy on down, forsake Christianity. Forsake your way, which is evil. Get rid of the evil. Okay? And then we have a statement. 2 Samuel 23:3. Says this. He that ruleth over men must be just. That's why the Christian ministers have been outlawed, because the law says he that ruleth over men must be just. Right. Not doing evil, doing that which is right and good. That's why the papacy has been condemned. The papacy was involved in the Gentiles' capture of and enslavement of black people. The church was hugely involved in it. I mean, that's why it's been condemned. He that ruleth over men, says the law, must be just. The Bible has said about them from the papacy on down, they all deal falsely. What is that saying? They are all judged to be unjust. Unjust. He that ruleth over men must be just, says the law. Therefore, from the papacy on down, those of Christianity have been condemned. Those teachers of Christianity, leaders of Christianity, have been condemned. Christianity itself being condemned. That which the Christian faith espouses, supports, and advocates, condemned. He that ruleth over men must be just. They have all lost power. They have lost their position. They have been cast down. They have been put down. They have been defeated. They have been overcome. He that ruleth over men must be just. Hijackers are not just. Hypocrites are not just. Swindlers are not just. Extortioners are not just. They are evil. They are evil. That's why the church does not have any power today. That's why it should be inexistent today. Because it has been an unjust institution led by unjust people, and they all have been condemned to death. Let the wicked forsake his way. Depart from evil and do good. How do we move forward? By that. By hearing the truth as you are doing, acting on the basis of the truth, and departing from wicked, departing from Christianity, those who have been involved in Christianity, departing from the evil, standing in opposition to the evil, standing in support of the good, God, standing in support of God, his teaching, standing with God, communicating with God. Depart from evil and do good. Have faith in God. Depart from the Christian faith and have faith in God. That's what the Bible teaches. Depart from evil and do good. What is doing good? Having faith in God. From one faith to another faith. From the evil, unsound, immoral, unjust faith that teaches Jesus as Lord to the good, sound, proper faith of faith in the living God. If you have faith in the living God, you trust his word. If you trust his word, you do what he says. Simple as that. Simple as that. You either love God or you hate God, the living God, now that you know who the Bible's God is and what he is, a black man. We either love the living God or you hate the living God. Simple as that. You either act in defense and support of the living God, or you act against the living God. Simple as that. Depart from evil and do good. Let the wicked forsake his way. That's how we move forward. Forsaking the evil and connecting with God. Having faith in God, trusting him, acting on the basis of his word, letting letting him be your guide. Letting his truth be your guide. That's how we move forward. Obeying the law, that's how we move forward. Realizing the condemnation that the church is in, the papacy is in, Christianity is in. Realizing those things, condemnation, that they are not to be, not supposed to be existing. Realizing that the living God is among us and that he's teaching truth of Bible content as no one else has and is doing at the present. Realizing we must have teachers of this truth that God has brought to us. We must have teachers of it. There must be supporters of it. Let's not allow another generation of black people to be born and to be born under the lie of Christianity. Let's not let that happen again. Let's do the right thing. Let's do the right thing. Let's do the good thing. Let's do the lawful thing, the legal thing. Okay? And to the wicked I say, remove the stumbling block out of the way of my people. Remove the stumbling block. Get rid of Christianity. Get rid of the church, the Christian church. Institutions of evil. Get rid of the papacy. Institutions of let the wicked forsake his way. That's what that statement says. Get rid of all those things. Rid yourselves of those things, Gentiles. Obey the law. Obey the law. Carry out the law. That's how we go forward. That's how we move forward. In obedience to the law. Until the next time.